The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all of Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
When something happens to us that is good, wonderful, and makes us happy, we often say, "Look, God has blessed us." But when things go bad, or when we suffer and we are not happy, we often say, "Look what God did to us." We love to expect things from God. We love to say to God, "Why don't you do what I want you to do? Isn't it my will, God, that's important?" We can be sometimes a little like spoiled children. But in the midst of that, God does not leave us. God does not want us to suffer. God is love and desires for us to experience his love. God is with us. Do you believe this? God loves us. Do you believe this? Okay, good. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save our souls. Do you believe this?
Yes.
Thanks for responding. That's nice. You don't always get that in the Catholic Church. What does Jeremiah say that helps us in times of doubt in the first reading? He says, well, one of the lines is that stands out for me is he says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord." Who do we trust in? It's a good question to think about. One example is, do we trust in money? I think a lot of people do. They put a lot of trust in wealth and means, and it's important. It's important to our lives. But money doesn't last forever. And money is also not our friend. Money can be also the reason, for many people, the reason they turn away from God. Money can become God. And I think this is true of a lot of things we trust in that aren't God. What do we hope in? Ourselves? Do you hope in yourself? Although you and I, we are not God. I cannot save myself. And happiness is rarely found in the worship of self. Jesus didn't say, just believe in yourself and you will be saved. He said, come to me, you who labor and are burdened, and I'll give you rest. Jesus is who we worship, not ourselves. The poor, the hungry, the weeping, the hated of this world, being insulted, hating, and those who hate your name because of your faith. All of this happened to Jesus. He mentions all of these in this version of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, Jesus said. Well, Jesus was poor. He was born poor. He's from a poor family. He understood the importance of work. If you work, then you'll eat. Blessed are the hungry. Jesus was hungry. He fasted in the desert for 40 days. He lived on very little food and water. He gave what he had away. He gave his life away. And what did he say from the cross? What's one of the lines? I thirst. I thirst for true faith on earth. Blessed are the hungry. But also, he said, blessed are the weeping. Jesus wept. We read that in the scriptures. He cried when he looked at Jerusalem and could not see anything. He saw nothing but sin, corruption, and hate. He cried because even with all who would reject him, he still loved them. He still loves you. Blessed are those who are hated because of the name of Jesus. Jesus was hated. They sent him to the cross. They called him names. They denied the Son of God. Jesus was insulted and ridiculed. But from the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them. Forgive them. This is divine love and divine mercy. Jesus is not interested in what we do. Although that's not totally true. We want to do good. We want to be virtuous. And we should be proud of accomplishments when they happen, certainly. But he's not as interested in what we do. He prefers to be interested in you. He's interested in loving you and who you are and what he created you to be. Jesus wants to bless you. He wants to save our souls. If any of you studied any modern philosophy, in the 18th century, there was a philosopher who became very popular, and even to this day is very popular in secular settings. His name was Immanuel Kant. And he believed, one of the things he said, he believed that desiring happiness was a sin. He believed that good deeds were only done in a state of indifference. Sounds very different from the Christian belief, and certainly from Christian philosophy. The conclusion for Christian people then was that we shouldn't desire heaven. We shouldn't desire happiness. God made us with a deep desire, though, to live with him. So the contradiction to this, what we believe is that eternal happiness is actually our lasting hope. Jesus is our happiness. Heaven with the eternal Father is our happiness and our joy. God is our destination. Divine love is our purpose in this life. Now, you could try to find happiness in this world. And we do find a lot of happiness. We find a lot of temporary joy in the things we accomplish, in our loved ones. We can be proud of what we've done. But happiness, that eternal happiness, is not found here. It all points to heaven. We could try it, though, and a lot of people do. We could try to just find all the happiness we need here. We could stop praying. We could stop going to church and mass. We could stop trusting in Jesus. We could stop receiving, seeking forgiveness and peace and truth from God. In reality, we have been trying it for many, many years. In the world, we've been trying to get away from eternity, but it's not working. It's not the answer. Every day, people are leaving the Catholic faith, are leaving Christian thought behind. And what do we do about it? Most of us do nothing. Do we try to reach out to those who have left the faith, who have left Jesus? We say, though, what we like to say now is, let them live their truth. Let them be their own God. We could remain, then, in a world of false gods. But the message of the gospel is in our hearts. Jesus planted that in your hearts the minute he created you. We could leave the gospel behind, but in our hearts, there's something that's there. Jesus, he always finds a way to ask this question of all of us. It was the question he asked Peter. It is the question of Jesus from the cross to every person in every time and place. It is the most important question of our life. Listen to Jesus ask you, do you love me? Do you love and believe in the Son of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit?